Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Coming up to 16 minutes to 9. Important set of trials out of Cranbourne this morning. Aloysia went around in the first trial. She finished fourth, closed very strongly behind John Sadler's Observational. But all eyes around Australia will be on trial number two, where the Grey Flash Chautauqua is back in action. He needs to trial twice to the satisfaction of stewards and jump away cleanly to keep his career and his autumn campaign on track. And joining me now on the line is Rupert Lee, senior owner of Team Chautauqua. How are you, Rupert?
Yeah, no, terrific. Thanks very much, Michael. Very good.
You get a bit nervous before this morning after what's occurred the last three times?
Look, you don't. I mean, it's silly too, because at the end of the day, you've got no control over it. And I've always been one to not to get too concerned over matters that you can't control. So, I mean, there's a few nervous moments, but at the end of the day, it'll be what it'll be.
No doubt you've spoken to John and Wayne this morning. They're confident everything will pan out as expected this morning and he jumps away cleanly?
Look, as you would expect, they've left no stone unturned. I mean, he's been down here now for a good week under the professional hands of Julian. All signs are that he's enjoyed his week down here. He's had, obviously, practice jump outs and they've all been first class, no issues. So you go into the day thinking, well, he's done nothing to suggest otherwise this morning. So, fingers crossed, he jumps out and, you know, we all get to see him race in the TJ.
And Dwayne Dunn, obviously, is back aboard. Do you think that's going to help him this morning as well?
Look, yeah, that's only my funny opinion. I mean, it seems quirky that I think a jockey has a, you know, like they just have a good relationship between horse and jockey, particularly the good ones. That might be just Disneyland sort of thinking, but at the end of the day, it may well be, you know, the truth that it might be the horse wanting it, you know, the old-time jockey back on board. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, that sounds pretty romantic, but let's just hope, you know, they both gel today and he jumps the gates and we all see him out there running again.
So fingers crossed it all goes well this morning. He's got to have another jump out and then it's the TJ first up the target to try and win it for a fourth time in a row.
Yeah, look, it's a trial this morning, a proper trial, and then we only need to have a jump out.
Okay.
If we went to Sydney, I think it was two trials, but I think it's a full-on trial today, and then it's a jump out, which I would suggest we'll be back in Melbourne still. And then all going well, we'll go to Sydney and have him ready for the TJ.
Well, only a couple of minutes away. They're behind the barriers, and Matty Jackson will be calling it. Before they move in, though, it was a good day for yourself on Saturday. You must have been rapt with the performance of Radipole in Sydney, finishing close up behind, coming through, and also Tribal Wisdom, who made very good ground.
Yeah, look, Dave, we expected both of them to run well. We were hoping for the track to be a little bit wetter. It did dry out to a good three at the end of the day. And we thought, particularly with Radipole, he was looking for, you know, like a mile plus. And we thought, well, if it's going to be wet, that would probably suit him. So we went to the 1,500. And as you saw, he got caught flat-footed about 200 to 300-metre mark. And then he picked himself up again and hit the line extremely, very strongly to suggest that he definitely wants that extra ground. But he competed at the highest level. I mean, they're both very, very good horses. So at this stage, we're not too sure if we'll go to 2,000 next start or we'll keep him at the mile, which I think is the Doncaster trial in a couple of weeks.
And, gee, Milwaukee was super impressive in the last at Flemington.
Yeah, look, we've always had a lot of, you know, a lot of time for the horse. We thought he may have been just a little bit shy of the mark on Saturday, a little bit maybe one run short, but we thought he was definitely the best horse in the race, and obviously the handicapper got it right. He had it, you know, had him been the best horse. And
now, Rupert, I might just hold you there because they are moving in. So let's join up with Matt Jackson, who's calling this trial at Cranbourne with Chautauqua. Good luck, Rupert. Fingers crossed for Chautauqua.
Look at his fourth consecutive TJ. Playing some games up there in Sydney. Maybe a change of city will bring about his best form, Chautauqua. He'll start from gate five. Salini is set. Jarlin's coming forward riderless. So nine of them to trial here for heat two. First heat taken out by Observational. What was a well-bunched finish. Aloysia, the 1,000 guineas winner, didn't have much room early in the straight, but once she got to the outside, she finished powerfully in an eye-catching trial. So Jalen set his legless berth. She's about to line forward. She moved in legless berth. The next one to come forward will be Illustrious Lad, who after this trial will be off to Dubai. So Peter Galagotis and Anthony Darmanin. It's ready, Illustrious Lad. Here's Chautauqua. He looked pretty relaxed on the way to the barriers today. How much that means, I guess we are about to find out. He moved forward, the old champ, Chautauqua. So he's ready. Half of the field's locked in. Next one along will be Knick Knack. I think there's four out of line. Knick Knack, Journey Girl, Pleasant, and also a Sterling Dash. So Chautauqua's ready. Stands well. A couple of attendants in with him. Moving up now is Pleasant for Ben Allen. Three to get set. Here's Journey Girl lining forward. Knick Knack will join them shortly, and then a Sterling Dash will load to the outside. So Journey Girl's in. Here comes Knick Knack for Nikita Berryman and Greg Urell. Loaded in next door to Chautauqua. So Knick Knack's ready. A Sterling Dash moved into the outside, and we hold our breath. Chautauqua gate five. They're set to go. And you wouldn't believe it. He stood there again. Chautauqua's missed it. He wouldn't go. So he's up to his tricks again. An Illustrious Lad away fast. Selenia showing some speed. Pleasant wide out with Knick Knack and Legless Verve settled behind them. They followed Jarlin, a Sterling Dash. Next Journey Girl and Chautauqua stayed in the gates again. Around the home turn at the 400. And it's Illustrious Lad, the leader. From Knick Knack, Selenia. Wider is Pleasant, then came a Sterling Dash, next Legless Verve, Jarlin, and Journey Girl. At the 200, it's Illustrious Lad held together. Selenia has just about joined him. Wider, Pleasant, and running on is a Sterling Dash. It's Illustrious Lad, Pleasant, Selenia, and Wider, a Sterling Dash. Moving up, Pleasant and Illustrious Lad, they hit it, and Pleasant on the outside, beating Illustrious Lad. I think it'll be Selenia third, fourth in a Sterling Dash, then Jarlin, Legless Verve, Knick Knack, and okay. Journey Girl.
Oh, well, that is not good. That's not the news we want. Terrible to hear. Once again, Chautauqua has remained in the barrier. Rupert Lee, the owner, is still online with us. Rupert, what's going through your mind right now?
Oh, disappointment, as it would be with everyone. I mean, everyone would just love to see the horse come out and win a fourth TJ, but, you know, that's definitely off the agenda now. I think you don't want to keep, you know, repeating bad habits, and I think the most important thing now is to, and I'm sure John will make that decision. It's only my opinion, but I'd say he would definitely go to the paddock, have a long spell, and hopefully get his mojo back, wanting to jump the gates and be part of racing again. So, I'd say that's where he's probably going, to the paddock, Michael.
Has anyone got any idea what's got into his head? John Hawkes is one of the greatest trainers we've seen here in Australia. Has he got any idea what might be going on with the horse?
No, look, as I've said on earlier occasions, I mean, John has trained, and I'll just give you a bit of background, over 6,000 horses in his lifetime. He's trained over 120 Group 1 winners, over 800 stakes winners. You don't get anyone better than a John Hawkes, and the most important thing for everyone to know here is that the horse is 100% physically sound. And I've had a lot of people come up saying that, you know, is he hurting from behind? Is his back sore and all this type of thing? I can reassure everybody that this horse is 100% sound, and that there is no one known John Hawkes would jeopardise this horse's well-being for the sake of racing. And that's an absolute fact. So I don't want people to really appreciate that. You know, John Hawkes loves his animals like we all do, and there's no way known he would do the wrong thing. So it's a mystery to all of us. I mean, he's the only horse who's ever had to do this to him. So at the end of the day, you've just got to sit back and take stock and hopefully go out for a spell and he gets it out of his head. But you wouldn't want to keep repeating it, because once they do it once, twice, three times, they get the habits, and you just want to get that habit right out of his head. So I would doubt whether or not we would that up again and go for another trial or another jump out. I don't think it's likely.
He's one of the best horses we've ever seen in Australian racing. He's won over $8 million in prize money. There is a school of thought that he's trying to tell you and everyone else that he's just had enough. He doesn't want to be a racehorse anymore. What do you say to that?
Well, I can't disagree, and I can't agree either, because, as I said, what he shows us on the track and what he showed us during the week this week is that he definitely wants to race. So I'm not too sure where it is. But as I said to you earlier, we'd spoken about what he'd done during the week, and everything he'd done during the week had suggested that, you know, he still wanted to race, and he was a happy horse, and, you know, he's kicking his brand off and doing everything to suggest that he wanted to be racing. So, I don't know, it might be one of those funny things. It might go back to what happened at Manukato Stakes night when we got pulled out of the barriers and, you know, we had, you know, a situation I believe should never have occurred, but maybe that's where it all started from. I don't know. I mean, as I said, until you get inside a horse's head, you'll never know. But physically, the horse is 100% sound, and that's important.
It's only just happened, Rupert, a couple of minutes ago, and you listened to it live here on RSN. But at this point in stage, have you got any thoughts about retiring him?
Oh, look, at the end of the day, I'd leave those sort of decisions to John. He lives around these horses. I don't. And I'm sure he'll make the right decision for the horse. And if that's what he wants to do, we as owners would have no issue with that whatsoever. I mean, he's given us enormous pleasure. As I said, yes, he could have won more Group 1s, but a bit of luck, but that's just the way he races. But there's no doubt he's been probably one of the most exciting horses I've ever seen race in this country, if not the world. And if that was to be, as I said, you wouldn't go out totally disappointed because you've had that bit of fun with him. But you're hoping not that we can get him back because, as I said, he's a very lightly raced 7-year-old and there's a lot of racing yet to be done with him. So, fingers crossed, as I said, that John can get his mind right and we'll have him back out on the track again.
Rupert, I appreciate your availability and your candour as always. A tough morning with Chautauqua refusing to jump again. Fingers crossed, I'll let you go and have a chat to John Hawkes and work out what the next step is. Thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, no, thanks, Michael. Thanks for having me on the show.